We are now on agenda item number 8, which is PR-2019-002089. It is application SD-2023-00196, preliminary and final plat, ARC and Plan Land Use Consultants, agent for LandCo, requests the preliminary and final plat of lots 18-P1 and 19A-P1, Unit 2, Sunset Farm, zoned R-1B, located at 239 to 243 Ana Maria Place Southwest, between Sunset Road and the Rio Grande River, containing approximately 0.3552 acres. Property owner is LandCo 2 LLC. And it's a requested lot consolidation of two lots into one lot. I would ask that the applicant and or agent, Mr. Archuleta, who is here, please identify yourself and state your name and address.
Yes, good afternoon, Mr. Hearing Officer. Derek Archuleta with ARC and Plan Land Use Consultants, P.O. Box 25911, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87125, serving as agent for this request.
And Mr. Archuleta, do you swear or affirm that you'll tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Please proceed with a brief description of your request.
Yes, as you stated, this request is for lot consolidation at sketch plat or DFT comments from code enforcement required lot size variances because the consolidation exceeded the maximum amount allowed. So that's been accomplished through the zoning hearing examiner. And we're here hopefully to complete this consolidation effort. Thank you.
And as I understand it, as part of this, there's also a requested determination about sidewalk width. Could you address that, please?
Yes, my apologies for omitting that. That's correct. Determination was provided to DFT staff, specifically to transportation, to look and accept the existing sidewalk width that exists throughout the throughout the subdivision, actually, as part of this request.
And specifically, dimensionally, the request is that throughout the subdivision, the sidewalk width is 3.83 feet, and you're requesting that it remain at that width in lieu of what would be otherwise a required 5 foot width. Is that correct?
Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Derek. That's correct. The sidewalks are consistent throughout the subdivision. It's a gated community, and they would like to keep the width as constructed when the subdivision was approved initially. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Now I'll turn to members of the public who are in attendance and wish to speak on this matter. Are there any members of the public here to speak on this matter? Seeing and hearing none, we'll proceed to each of the development facilitation team members, beginning with Mr. Houle with the Water Authority.
This is Andre Houle with the Water Authority. Has no objections to this lot line elimination.
Thank you. Code enforcement, Mr. Palmer.
Yes, this is Jeff Palmer with Code Enforcement. We have, let me give you a little bit of background on this one because there's important information relative to the sketch plat that I want to put on record here for the preliminary final plat. The property is zoned R1B and must meet dimensional standards as per IDO 51C Table 511. Property is located in an area of consistency and must meet the lot size allowances as per IDO Section 51C2B3. It is located adjacent to sensitive lands, the Trisco Lateral and Irrigation Facility, or CEQA, located immediately south of the property, which allows it to be up to 150% larger than the average of the lots that contain a primary building on the block of Ana Maria Place Southwest. The proposed combined lot size is 0.3539 acre, which exceeds the allowed size range from 75% to 150% that goes up to as large as 0.2738 acre. This this is why it requires a variance for the difference above the allowed lot size of 0.0801 acre variance. The property owner has obtained that required variance for the contextual lot size for both lots as per documentation provided in the submittal. A note should be added to the plat regarding the variances obtained and citing the variance case numbers. That is the only comments I have, and that would be the only thing I would ask that they correct is adding that note to the plat. No further comments or objections.
All right. Thank you. Mr. Archuleta, do you have any problems with adding the granted variance from the ZHE case numbers onto the plat?
Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Derek. It's not a problem. We'll add it to
the plat. Thank you. Moving now to Parks and Rec, Ms. Phelan.
Hi, this is Whitney Phelan with Parks and Recreation. I don't have any objections to the requested action, just a note for future development that the site is located within 330 feet of the Rio Grande State Park. And so that's major public open space. And so they will need to follow the development standards in 14.16.5.2.J1 for lots within 330 feet of major public open space. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Phelan. Mr. Chen with Hydrology.
Yiguan Chen, Hydrology. Hydrology has no objection. Thank you.
Thank you. Transportation, Mr. Armijo.
Ernest Armijo, Transportation. Transportation is satisfied with the justification letter for the termination, the waiver. We have no objection.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. And we come to planning. Planning department's comments. Oh, wait, just one moment before we go to planning. I see that Mr. Biazar has his hand up. Mr. Biazar, city engineer.
Mr. Campbell, as you're hearing officer, this is Shahab Biazar. Just had a quick question for Mr. Archuleta. You just mentioned that this is a gated community, but when I look at our GIS mapping, this is shown as a public right-of-way. Is that, how is it noted on the plot? Is that public right-of-way or private road?
No, this is Derek, Mr. Hearing Officer, Mr. Biazar.
Yes. No.
Yes, it's. I'll verify that. But you know, when I went, based on comments based on photos from Google, you can see the gate there.
Yeah, and I think on the plot it's shown as right away. So okay. We need to figure out how a site is gated if it's a public road.
Okay.
So I don't mean to complicate the matter, but we will need a revocable permit if that whole road is being used privately.
Okay. Would the prior plat that created these lots reflect that?
Well, I mean, the prior plat would show if it's a right-of-way or public roadway, okay. But our GIS is clearly shown as a public roadway. And if that's the case, then that gate cannot be there without a revocable permit. So it could have been placed there, I don't know, I'm not going to say illegally, but we just need to look at the paperwork and see if the one exists.
So this is Derek once again. So if it is, as you can see from the photo, gated, whose responsibility would be to get the revocable permit? The applicant or all the lots?
All the lot owners, including your clients.
Okay.
Yeah, that's an interesting one. I hope it wasn't placed without a permit.
Yeah, I'll refer to the plat that created these lots and circle back with you and see what needs to happen.
Sounds good. All right, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
That actually sounds like a fairly serious issue if what we're assuming is that we have a public roadway, but that the public doesn't have access to it. I would welcome any thoughts on which way to proceed, Mr. City Engineer, Mr. Biazar.
We definitely, Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Shahab Biazar. We definitely need to figure that out before moving forward. Because like I said, if there's no revocable permits, that is a serious issue. It creates a huge liability for everybody, you know, and accessibility and all that stuff.
Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Derek once again. As you can see from the aerial, there's several houses already constructed within the subdivision. At any time during building permit, would any of this have been revealed?
This is Shahab Biazar, City Engineer. No, because building permits are usually are just like building site specifics. And, you know, they don't necessarily, I mean, they don't look at the existing roadway or anything. I mean, that doesn't become apparent because you just look at just that site by itself. And if you hadn't said gated, I wouldn't have triggered by, you know, just, you know, but because I noticed that this is city right away, both on the plat and on our GIS. So, and there might be a revocable permit already in place. We just need to, if not, then that'll become a serious issue if you don't have a revocable permit in place right now.
And this is Derek once again, or the gate has to be removed.
Yes, that is true.
Okay. So how would one research whether there's a revocable permit or not?
It would be through our DRC group on the fourth floor.
Okay.
Kathy Agar, I mean, not Kathy Agar, I'm sorry, Kathy Verhosh. She's the manager. I mean, you would just contact or anybody on the fourth floor and they should be able to look that up for you.
Okay, got it. So once I find out that information, I'll circle back with you and determine the next steps.
Yeah, that's important. Let's move to planning. Who speaks on behalf of planning on this? Ms. Aulick, and you're under oath. Please go ahead.
Hi, this is Hannah Aulick with planning. We have a few items that need to be completed. We need the signature from Water Utility Authority on Form S. Also, the application number must be added to the plat prior to final sign-off. The city's Aegis office must approve the DXF file prior to the final sign-off of the plat. And then the date of the DHO approval shall be recorded on the final plat also. And regarding their DHO determination request, that was reviewed per 663A of the IDO, and it complied with all applicable criteria. Maintaining the sidewalk width throughout the subdivision will maintain the neighborhood character and will not cause material adverse impacts on surrounding properties. This request is not contrary to the public safety, health, or welfare, and will not hinder future planning. Therefore, planning has no objections to this request. So this waiver granted through DHO determination also needs to be noted on the plat. And also after DHO approval and final sign-off, a recorded copy of the plat must be sent to the planning manager, Jay Rodenbeck. And that was all for planning.
Thank you very much, Ms. Aulick. Any sort of wrap-up comments, Mr. Archuleta, on this? And yeah, go ahead with any comments.
Yes, Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Derek. It seems like the only outstanding issue is to determine whether there's a revocable permit. You know, in relation to that, so if, you know, I'm not sure what the property owner is going to say, depending on what is going to be required. Will this still, if he decides to not proceed with the plot, would that still be an issue at some point?
I'm afraid I can't answer that. They will need to get their own advice on that. And it's really kind of speculative. If there is a revocable permit for the gate, then so be it. If there's not, then that needs to be known. And we would have to reflect that this is a public road and that no impediment, no gate is allowed in the absence of some sort of additional authority. I think what I'm going to do, because that is a crucial issue of access to the subdivision and to this lot, with respect to that issue, I'm going to defer this, but I'll ask Ms. Wolfley. I'm inclined to grant the determination, the waiver of the sidewalk width, because that seems to be agreed by staff that can be granted. So can I, in the same hearing, grant the waiver for the sidewalk while deferring the final action for this revocable permit for the gate? Over to you.
Mr. Hearing Officer, I think we would prefer you just wait, and the determination is associated with the plat, and so having it approved separate from the plat is a little bit hard for us to keep track of. So okay.
That's fine. That's why I wanted to ask. Mr. Rodenbeck was going to weigh in. I assume that you were going to tell me the same thing. Is that right?
Absolutely. I completely concur with what Ms. Wolfley stated.
That's great. Okay. So in the matter of agenda item number 8, PR 2019-002089, and specifically application 00196, the DHO is going to defer this matter. I will defer it to December 20th because it doesn't seem like you need very much time, Mr. Archuleta, to make this document production or determination. So it'll be deferred to the DHO hearing 2 weeks from now, and with the notion that you're going to do some additional research on this file, and then we'll hear it again in 2 weeks, at which time we will take up the determination on the waiver. All right. This concludes agenda item number 8. Thank you.
Thank you.